All this week, we'll be looking back at the remarkable stories behind the unraveling of our financial system.
Everybody was on, you know, code red, high alert.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the announcement that Bank of America would buy Merrill Lynch, one of the country's largest investment houses.
Literally within 24 hours, 36 hours, the deal was put together.
According to House of Cards author William D. Cohn, this massive deal had its roots with an almost impulsive desire by Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis to expand.
Ken Lewis had always wanted access to Merrill's brokerage system. He gave a lot of head fakes along the way after the deal fell apart in September of 07, but he still pined for Merrill Lynch.
But as soon as the deal was announced, the acquisition didn't look as good as Lewis had thought.
Ken Lewis was getting weekly, if not daily, reports about mounting losses at Merrill Lynch.
But the decision to go through with the deal helped fend off a much deeper recession.
We now know that he was being pressured by Bernanke and Paulson to close the deal and to go ahead with the deal, because they knew that if Merrill Lynch did not get bought by Bank of America and was back on its own, the chances were high that it would fail, and that would lead to, you know, another round of financial difficulty like we had after Lehman.
We'll be sharing more stories of the financial crisis all this week. On Friday, I'll speak with William D. Cohn about where the financial system stands today.